You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters. More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench. In so holding, the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert
no,
says
we're good. Doesn't. We're good. We can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow.
A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to four messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog.
Yes, now we're getting somewhere. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock now on this Tuesday morning, the Beatles, Hard Day's Night. That song went to number one on this date back in 1964. And for you youngsters who may not remember 1964, that was the year of the Beatles. And they started the year with two appearances on Ed Sullivan back in February of 64 and had hits all through the year. I think there were a few times in 1964 when there were three or four Beatles songs in the top 10, maybe even more. But it was just one song after another all through the year. That song, Hard Day's Night, man, I guess you could call it a cutting edge sound at that time, with that big chord at the beginning, that big power chord to start off the song. And that was just an unusual thing. You know, songs didn't start that way before that. But anyway, the Beatles for you and some music history on a Tuesday morning. Temperatures outside right now, man, it is heating up fast. La Crosse is already up to 77 degrees. Hayward up to 72 right now. It's going to be a hot one. Temperatures most places, at least in the high 80s in Hayward, and in the low 90s throughout much of the rest of Western Wisconsin. Welcome back into the Stu Daniels Show. And if you have anything that you would like to discuss, feel free to call in. I'd like to hear what you have to say. The phone number is 715-388-7155. And you can also send me an email message if you want to. My email address is stumanradio@gmail.com. And Stu is spelled S-T-U.
And if you're listening to this on the app, you can call or text us through the app. It's even easier than having to remember the phone number.
Wow. Thank you for mentioning that. Call or text us through the app is what you're saying. And if you don't have the Civic Media app yet, then just download it, get it on your phone, because it'll come in handy. Just before the break, we were discussing how things may change as our state Supreme Court is going to flip from a conservative majority to a more liberal majority in August. And there are several different issues that could come up with the court. We were talking about election laws just before the break. And I should mention this one last bit about election laws. A national Democratic law firm filed a lawsuit on Thursday. We discussed that last week. seeking to undo a Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling last year banning absentee ballot drop boxes. That case could make its way to the state high court before the 2024 presidential election. And another thing that could change are the powers of the governor. This story from the Wisconsin State Journal says other sticky issues that have garnered bipartisan criticism, including powers of the governor, also could come before the new court. Governor Evers surprised many with a veto this year, putting in place a school spending increase for 400 years. Republicans said a challenge was likely. In 2021, the court struck down three of Governor Evers' previous partial vetoes, but failed to give clear guidance on what is allowed. A Wisconsin governor's veto power is expansive and used by Republicans and Democrats, but the new court could weigh in on whether it should be scaled back. Essenberg, who brought the previous case challenging Evers' veto powers, said he expected another legal challenge in light of the 400-year veto. So that's another thing that could be changing with the flipping of our state Supreme Court. Another thing that I wanted to get to this morning, and we kind of touched on it in the first hour, is the fact that our former president, who is running once again to be president, is facing so many indictments and fines and trials and court cases and possibly even jail time as his legal troubles mount. I have a story here from Yahoo News by David Knowles, and this was posted last night. The headline says Trump faces more indictments, fines, and possible jail time as his legal troubles mount. It says, as Donald Trump looks to secure the Republican presidential nomination and win a second White House term, he will also have to navigate a legal minefield that could include as many as four criminal indictments and at least two civil cases. And notice how it does say at least. And while losing, or while a losing verdict in the civil cases would mean Trump would could be required to pay millions of dollars in damages, being found guilty in the coming criminal ones could result in jail time. That certainly could impact his ability to wage a campaign for president or to serve in that capacity for a second term. And here's where the things stand. First of all, there's that classified documents indictment. Says here that that case is scheduled to start May 20th of next year. In June, Trump was arraigned on 37 felony counts stemming from his handling of classified documents after leaving the White House. Of course, he pleaded not guilty. If a Florida jury finds Trump guilty of the charges against him, he almost certainly will face the prospect of a prison sentence. But the duration of that will be decided by Judge Aileen Cannon, a Trump appointee, who, as we know, issued rulings in the matter favorable to the former president. But Cannon also denied a motion by Trump's lawyers to move the trial until after the 2024 election. Another case that Trump has to worry about is the New York hush money indictment that's scheduled to start on March 25th of next year. So about 2 months before the documents case. In April, Trump pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records stemming from a hush money payment made to porn star Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential campaign to keep her from revealing their alleged extramarital affair. The felony charges brought by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg of falsifying business records carry a maximum prison sentence of 4 years. And if Trump is convicted on all 34 counts, he could, in theory, see as much as 136 years behind bars. Most legal experts say that even if he is found guilty of all the charges, such a sentence is unlikely. And another issue that the former president has to worry about is the looming January 6th indictment. Last week, Trump revealed that he had been sent a target letter by special counsel Jack Smith notifying him that he was the subject of a possible criminal investigation into the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol and the efforts to illegally overturn the results of the 2020 election. Target letters often indicate that criminal charges are imminent, and in this case, they are likely to include obstruction of an official proceeding, conspiracy to defraud the United States, and insurrection, all of which carry potentially hefty prison sentences upon conviction. Then there's the other case that he should be worrying about, which is the possible Georgia election interference indictment. It's the one that's being led by Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis, and she has indicated that criminal charges against Trump could be filed as soon as next month relating to his efforts to overturn the 2020 election results in Georgia. Willis is said to be readying racketeering charges against Trump that involve witness tampering and computer crimes in an effort to convince state election officials to flip the election results in the battleground state in his direction. Trump's lawyers have asked two Georgia courts to disqualify Willis's investigation prior to charges being filed. Last week, Georgia's Supreme Court refused to do so. In Georgia, a conviction on racketeering charges carries a minimum prison sentence of 5 years and a maximum of 20 years. There's also the E. Jean Carroll civil case that's scheduled to start in January of next year. So that's three different cases that are already scheduled, January, March, and May of next year. Another case is the Trump Organization fraud civil case that's scheduled to start this year, October 2nd. So that's four different cases that are already scheduled to start. And it'll be interesting to see what happens. That case for October, the Trump Organization fraud civil case, that is New York Attorney General Letitia James filed suit against the Trump Organization, alleging that the company and members of the former president's family cooked the books, lying to lenders and insurers about the value of real estate assets in order to obtain favorable terms. And it says here, Trump and his sons, Eric and Don Jr., and his daughter Ivanka were all named in that $250 million suit. Interesting. Let's take a break. Everybody stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Can't buy me love. Money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay, Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Ray Magliozza here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. What, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
It's going to be warm and muggy here for the next couple of days. In fact, by Wednesday and Thursday, we're talking a heat index pushing 100 or better. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 92 this afternoon. The wind south at 5 to 15. Could catch an isolated thunderstorm late tonight. Tomorrow, sunny 93. We'll get to a high of 96 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare. I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Sailing on summer breeze and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind.
All right, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show on this Tuesday morning, 23 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. Thanks for tuning in. And that song, Harry Nilsson, Everybody's Talking At Me, when that song came out, almost everybody was listening to AM radio. That's just about all there was at the time. FM was around. It had been around for at least 10 years, maybe 15 years by that time, and it sounded way better than AM radio. But there wasn't a whole lot of music on the FM dial until the early 70s that most people listened to. Before that, in the 60s, most of the music you heard on the FM dial was like classical music or easy listening, as they called it, or adult contemporary stuff that your parents listened to if you were a young person at that time. But both of those bands, of course, are still around. I know that there are people listening to me right now on the AM radio dial and others listening to this show on the FM radio dial. I came across an interesting op-ed piece, an opinion piece in the Seattle Times. This is by a guy named Tom Philp, who's a syndicated columnist, and he's concerned. He's very concerned, as am I, about AM radio and its future. And if you are a person who's been out driving in the middle of nowhere at night or even during the day sometimes, it's hard to get good radio in your car. And of course, these days we have other options. We can listen to SiriusXM, right? The satellite radio stations, if you subscribe to SiriusXM. And if you have a cell phone, you can listen to, or you can stream music through your cell phone into your car stereo if your car permits that. Not all cars do if you have an older vehicle. But AM radio, no matter how you slice it, is still vital. It will always be vital because of the way it works. And this op-ed piece kind of goes into that. Let me give you a little bit of this. It says here, my favorite California drive is into the redwoods of Sonoma County, heading westbound on River Road after leaving the impeccable rows of vineyards and winding into that first ridge of rolling hills. The cell phone loses its signal, cutting off any ability to stream music. It's time to turn on the AM radio with all its crackling imperfections to get a dose of Bay Area sports. But my beloved ritual is at long-term risk. Climate change is threatening the future of AM radio in the automobile, which threatens the viability of the radio stations themselves. One electric car manufacturer after another is dropping the AM spectrum from its fleet. It is far from trivial that the AM radio works in a car when the cellular system does not. It is a signal that emits far and wide in an emergency, when electricity, the cell system, and the internet can all be rendered useless. The AM radio is a lifeline. And now some members of Congress are trying to keep AM radios in American cars, despite the market preferences of the manufacturers. When Senators Ted Cruz of Texas and Ed Markey of Massachusetts agree on a policy issue, you know something unusual is afoot. Both are sponsoring a bill to maintain the tradition of AM radios in our mobile moments. AM is short for amplitude modulation, FM for frequency modulation, referring to patterns of electromagnetic waves that behave differently as they travel through the atmosphere after being beamed from the transmission tower. A steady wave creates that hissing noise of nothingness on the AM dial. The unique sounds of the human voice or of music cause the signal to modulate or change. Inside the car is a small receiver that essentially interprets or demodulates the signal. I'll get to more of this after we take a break. Stick around. You're tuned into the Stu Daniels Show. Give us some funked up music. She treats you nice. Feed us some hungry reggae. She loves it twice. The girls don't seem to care tonight. As long
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. Contracts run out for UPS drivers a week from today, and they're still not happy with money offers from management. What happens if they strike? Jason Miller heads Michigan State's business school.
My guess is that UPS could maybe handle only 10% of their volumes with their non-union workers.
Contract negotiations continue today. The problem at the nation's airlines this busy summer travel season? Finding enough aviation workers. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Around New York City, air traffic control staffing is hovering
hovering around 50%, forcing airlines to cut 114 daily flights ahead of the busy summer travel season.
Just in, a spokesman says Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was in a car crash, but neither he nor members of his team were injured. They were headed to an event in Chattanooga, Tennessee. A statement from the governor's press secretary thanks supporters for their prayers and well wishes for DeSantis' continued protection on the campaign trail. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For 105.7 CFW and the Tap FM 93.5, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. For the second time this year, the Eau Claire City Council will be considering a wheel tax. Earlier this year, a proposed wheel tax of $30 fails to advance to the full council. The new proposal calls for a $24 fee that would provide an estimated $1.2 million to the city's budget for road repairs, or about one quarter of that budget. After last night's hearing on the topic, which drew dozens of people for public comment, most of them largely opposed to the new fee, the council is expected to take action on the measure at tonight's meeting. A Water Street business owner is sentenced for selling drugs and being a felon in possession of a gun. Dwayne Perkins, the owner of Dropkicks, was sentenced to 7 years in prison and 5 years of extended supervision. Perkins told investigators he sold fentanyl to support his own drug habits. A heat wave is on the way. Temperatures today could touch 90 here across the Chippewa Valley.
From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at CivicMedia.us/giveblood. CivicMedia.us/giveblood.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Aldous Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3.
Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Aldous Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
93.5
The Tap.
There's mosquitoes on the river. Fish are rising up like birds. It's been hot for 7 weeks now. Too hot to even speak now. Did you hear what I just heard? Say it might have been the fiddle, or it could have been the wind. But there seems to be a beat now. I can feel it in my feet now. Listen, here it comes again.
There's a band out on the highway. They're high-stepping in the town. It's a rainbow full of sound. It's fireworks, calliopes, and clowns.
Everybody's dancing. Sun went down and honey,
loving wife. You know, stars were spinning dizzy. Lord, the band kept us so busy. We forgot about the time. They're a band beyond description, like Jehovah's favorite choir. People joining hand in hand while the music plays the band. Lord, they're setting us on fire.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Crazy a band beyond description, like Jehovah's favorite choir. It's the Grateful Dead on a Tuesday morning. The music never stops. Before the break, and by the way, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Got some updated temperatures for you. 75 degrees right now in Eau Claire. Also 75 in Amory. Just before the break, we were discussing radio. AM radio, FM radio, and why AM radio is so important and why it's not a very smart idea for some of the manufacturers to stop putting AM radios in their automobiles. And the vehicles are electric vehicles, and the manufacturers so far, at least, are mostly European manufacturers in addition to Tesla. But just before the break, we were discussing why AM radio is so important. And the piece that I was looking at here is from the Seattle Times. It's an op-ed piece by a gentleman named Tom Philp, who is a syndicated columnist. He was talking about how he enjoys listening to his AM radio when he's out in the middle of nowhere in California. So he's giving a little description so you understand why AM radio is so important. It says, and this is the paragraph I read just before the break. It says, AM is short for amplitude modulation. FM is short for frequency modulation. And that refers to the patterns of waves, electromagnetic waves, that behave differently as they travel through the atmosphere after being beamed from the transmission tower. A steady wave creates that hissing noise of nothingness on the AM dial. The unique sounds of the human voice or of music cause the signal to modulate or change. Inside the car is a small receiver that essentially interprets or demodulates the signal. The resulting sound out of the speaker is an imperfect replica of the original. Meanwhile, the demodulator is an equal opportunity listener, translating whatever electromagnetic waves are present. The result is AM's unique orchestra of background music. The technology has been around for more than a century, and it basically hasn't changed. And it has been a wonderful constant in our universe. Some electric car makers, however, apparently want to market their vehicles in futuristic ways that leave out any gadgets that would remind anyone of grandma. Why? Because the drivetrains in electric vehicles produce a form of electronic interference. Some manufacturers claim this makes the AM listening experience too unpleasant in their vehicles. The automakers phasing out AM radio include Tesla, Audi, Volvo, BMW, and Porsche. It's a completely bogus rationale. Automakers such as General Motors and Ford, American companies, continue to produce electric vehicles with functioning AM radios. It's not rocket science to shield the parts in cars that produce the interference. It just appears to be matters of money and marketing. There are conspiracy theories that the car makers are part of a vast left-wing conspiracy to kill talk radio, one of the mainstays of the spectrum, that Tesla's Elon Musk would be a full-fledged participant in such a conspiracy seems beyond unlikely. This feels like an industry preference to differentiate the electric vehicle from one with an internal combustion engine with no regard for AM radio's indispensable role in emergencies. In a true emergency, when Musk's Twitter and the rest of the internet are down, AM radio is still up and running. It takes just 77 AM radio stations located throughout the country to reach 90% of America through the emergency alert system, a backbone of the nation's public warning infrastructure. It's also the most reliable way that a president can speak to the country within 10 minutes, if necessary. Fortunately, Congress may come to the rescue. Senate Bill 1669, introduced on May 17th, is named the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act of 2023. It would require that the Federal Department of Transportation promulgate a rule that would require all such vehicles to have devices that can receive signals and play content transmitted by AM broadcast stations or digital audio AM broadcast stations installed as standard equipment. The bill awaits action. Sometimes in American politics, more regulation truly is the answer. And that was an op-ed piece by Tom Philp in the Seattle Times. He is a Pulitzer Prize-winning editorial writer and a columnist for the Sacramento Bee. So it probably appeared in the Sacramento paper first before I came across it in the Seattle Times. Got 9:41 right now. And I wanted to get to this story. By the way, speaking of Tesla and Elon Musk, apparently at the forefront of taking AM radios out of cars, he's also rebranding what we have always known as Twitter. I found an interesting story here in Rolling Stone that says Twitter's X rebrand is Elon Musk's most desperate gimmick yet. Repainting the hull of the Titanic is bound to be as effective as rearranging the deck chairs on it. This piece by Miles Klee, posted yesterday on Rolling Stone, says Elon Musk has pulled some lousy marketing stunts in his time, but this one reeks of desperation. As Twitter's owner has hinted in recent months and announced more formally on Saturday, the social platform will rebrand as X, ditching the company's original name and iconic bird logo as it theoretically adds features including banking and shopping services. The idea, as Musk has outlined before, is to create an everything app with all possible conveniences at users' fingertips. His hand-picked successor as CEO, Linda Yaccarino, is leading the hype for X, posting word salad about how it will be the future state of unlimited interactivity powered by artificial intelligence. And I have a copy of the tweet here, which she put out. She said it's an exceptionally rare thing in life or in business that you get a second chance to make another big impression. Twitter made one massive impression and changed the way we communicate. Now, X will go further, transforming the global town square. And she also said, X is the future state of unlimited interactivity, centered in audio, video, messaging, payments, banking, creating a global marketplace for ideas, goods, services, and opportunities. Powered by AI, X will connect us all in ways we're beginning to imagine. These are big, vague promises, and it would be surprising if X, could deliver on them with the skeleton crew remaining in the wake of mass layoffs, meanwhile dodging rent payments for office space and handling lawsuits alleging failure to pay $500 million in severance packages. So far, the changes have been purely cosmetic. A Unicode X symbol to replace the Twitter bird design on the site, plus an updated sign and renamed conference rooms at San Francisco headquarters, including Xposure and S. Now, this is kind of confusing, but it's the word sexy with a 3 in place of the E. So evidently that is the name of a conference room at their headquarters in San Francisco. As a corny Elon Musk gimmick, this barely surpasses adding the Doge meme to the homepage
for a couple of days to temporarily boost the near worthless cryptocurrency Dogecoin, which Twitter did in April. But Musk has been trumpeting the switch all the same, even staking the ludicrous claim that what we've long called a tweet shall hereafter be referred to as an X. Good luck with that, it says. Twitter's value has plummeted by two-thirds since Musk bought it for $44 billion last year, and he appears determined to jettison some of the most important assets it has left, the name and the image. Public relations specialists are calling the move brand suicide, and it's not as if folding Facebook into Meta or Google into Alphabet convinced the public to use those names for the respective tech giants. Likewise, Twitter is too deeply embedded in the culture, and that's what people will continue to call it. Of course, Musk's vision isn't based on the reality of the website he operates. It's the meaningless resurrection of X.com, an online bank startup he and three partners founded in 1999. The URL, which Musk repurchased in 2017, now redirects to Twitter. Not that anyone will navigate to their feed that way. The original X.com quickly merged with a chief rival, Cofinity, which had a money transfer system called PayPal. In late 2000, the board of the combined company voted to oust Elon Musk as CEO in favor of Cofinity co-founder Peter Thiel. With Musk gone, leadership dropped all XCOM branding and banking services, rebranding as PayPal for the network that had emerged as its primary business. And ever since, Musk has stamped anything and everything with an X. There's SpaceX, the Tesla Model X, his son, whose name is, it evidently starts with the letter X, but I'm not sure how you even pronounce the rest of it, which is a combination of letters and numbers and symbols. Anyway, he's rebranded everything in a seeming attempt to merge an empire under the banner of a single letter. We'll get back to a little bit of this before we wrap things up. Stick around, got a quick break. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's going to be warm and muggy here for the next couple of days. In fact, by Wednesday and Thursday, we're talking a heat index pushing 100 or better. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 92 this afternoon. The wind south at 5 to 15. Could catch an isolated thunderstorm late tonight. Tomorrow, sunny 93. We'll get to a high of 96 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Stu Daniels Show. We've got 9:50 right now. Final segment of the show. Thank you for tuning in today. Hope you're having a good day so far. And just before the break, we were discussing the many strange decisions of Elon Musk, all the crazy things he's done, and what he's doing now with what used to be known as Twitter. And now it's known as X, evidently. But will people start calling it X? Or would they still call it Twitter? Will they still refer to the messages as tweets or X's? I don't know. We were discussing earlier about the fact that Musk's automobile company, Tesla, is at the forefront of removing AM radios from their vehicles. And in this, or before the break, we were discussing an op-ed piece in Rolling Stone about the fact that Musk is doing a lot of strange things with Twitter, and that company has lost two-thirds of its value since he purchased it. And just before the break, we were talking about how ever since he purchased this company, he's been branding everything with an X, anything and everything, SpaceX, Tesla Model X, his son whose name begins with an X. And he's using this to merge all these different things under the banner of a single letter. I'll pick up right there where it says, turning Twitter into X is less about offering a new and improved experience, which he can't, and more in line with a pattern of asserting his role as an innovator. And then in parentheses, it says, see Tesla, which he could legally claim to have co-founded only after settling a lawsuit brought by one of the original founders. It's a clumsy stab at taking credit for what Twitter was before he acquired it. And speaking of that, Musk has barely kept the place operational as is. Casual users are restricted as spam. The company is in legal trouble for not removing hate speech. Major live stream events are glitch-filled disasters. The ability to privately message is steadily eroding. Tweets disappear for no reason. And during any given outage, you might be arbitrarily limited to viewing just a few hundred posts per day. If the site can't even function as a public forum for breaking news, and the word is, how do I describe this on the radio? It's a word that starts with S, and it kind of rhymes with spit, but it's, you know which word it is, right? Spit posts, only with an H instead of a P. How on earth is it supposed to serve as the totally integrated nexus of digital life? Who the hell would entrust their bank account information to an app so riddled with bots and scams, not to mention a guy once fined $20 million by the SEC in a fraud settlement? And why are we getting the hard sell on a product that, practically speaking,
doesn't exist. Again, it would be shocking if Musk, Yaccarino, and the last engineers in their employ added a fraction of the capability they're envisioning. By other indications, like forgetting to secure permission from their landlord to remove the Twitter HQ sign, resulting in a visit from the police, or potentially falling ass backwards into X trademark disputes with a Japanese rock band and rival Meta, they are ill-prepared for any radical pivot or substantial growth. Repainting the hull of the Titanic is bound to be as effective as rearranging the deck chairs on it. On the other hand, what else can Musk do? He ran out of fresh ideas for Twitter months ago, so he's returned to his oldest pitch, a symbol that he hopes is striking and cool enough to convince the world of his genius. Problem is, you can't succeed on X Factor alone. It's a piece from Rolling Stone written by Miles Klee. Twitter's X rebrand is Elon Musk's most desperate gimmick yet. Temperatures are going up right now. It's already 81 degrees in La Crosse, still 74 way up in Hayward. And another thing that I wanted to get to today before we wrap things up is the fact that Chris Christie is saying that Donald Trump is too afraid to show up at the debate in Milwaukee. Now, should I go over that? How much time do we have left? Aaron, how much time we got left? About 2 minutes, two and a half?
Yep, two and a half.
Okay. Well, I might skip that Chris Christie thing and just get on to something a little bit lighter. We've been, we always play a little bit of Bob Marley here and there on the radio show. We played some earlier, and I found an interesting story here from CNN that Bob Marley instilled a love of soccer in his daughter, Sadella, and now she's changing the lives of women and girls in Jamaica. It says here that football has consumed much of Sadella Marley's life, but perhaps that should not come as a surprise. As the daughter of global reggae icon Bob Marley, who was a renowned lover of the beautiful game, Sadella was never far from a soccer ball growing up. Had he not been a musician, Sadella recalls her father telling her he would have wanted to be a soccer player. Daddy played every day, Marley told CNN Sport. He would play anywhere he was. On the road, you'd find a field, you'd find a team. Sometimes it would be the photographers who were out there. You know, sometimes it would be the journalists, and it would be the band against the journalists. I watched him growing up. I also watched my brothers, Ziggy and Steve. They played football growing up too, and it was just always something that I loved. I loved to kick a ball and was super competitive when my brothers would challenge me. Recalling advice given to her by Pele, Sadella smiled broadly as she repeated the words the Brazilian all-time great told her, "The ball is round and always take the penalty." "So everything to me was a penalty," Marley laughed. "I'd be like, I'm just going to go for the goal. And that love is just something that is in my DNA. I wouldn't change it for the world." Though she has loved soccer for as long as she can remember, for many years, Marley's involvement in the game didn't extend beyond kickabouts with her father and brothers. But all that changed in 2014 when one day her son came home from school and handed her a flyer saying that his soccer coach had asked him to deliver it to her. Running out of time, but evidently she's helping women and girls in Jamaica get into the game, the beautiful game of soccer. Another lasting legacy of Bob Marley, and there are many. Hey, we've run out of time for today. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you have a great day. Stay tuned to Civic Media.
Yeah, I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma Cloud Phone System with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Uma?
Yep, switching to Uma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at uma.com/radio. That's OOMA.com/radio.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.